The Czech Republic capped celebrations of the 100th anniversary of Czechoslovakia's founding on Sunday with a display of fireworks and firepower after a weekend packed full of parades, memorial acts and speeches, concerts, as well as a dazzling video mapping on the facade of the newly renovated National Museum atop Prague's iconic Wenceslas Square. Brian Kennedy reports.
Let's start with the climax. The fireworks display atop Letná Hill overlooking the historic Prague city centre. It began precisely at 1918 military time, symbolising the year of the birth of Czechoslovakia, and was dominated by the national colours, blue, red and white. The narrated display under the theme Our Common Century highlighted the nation's historical and cultural milestones, as well as its natural beauties and sporting achievements, accompanied by excerpts from Czech classics such as Bedřich Smetana's Má vlast. Earlier in the day, the biggest military parade in the country's modern history took place with the appropriate pomp and circumstance. In a unique gesture, it not only included hundreds of professional soldiers from elite Czech units, but also from Slovakia, the UK, France, Italy, and the United States, all NATO allies. From a special tribune, Czech President Miloš Zeman viewed the procession alongside his Slovak counterpart, Andrej Kiska, along with top officials from both countries, members of the diplomatic corps, and visiting foreign dignitaries, such as U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis. Despite heavy rain, a flyby of fighter jets and helicopters went ahead, streaking the sky in the national colors as crowds of spectators braved the downpour to cheer on the mighty procession of tanks, armored vehicles, and artillery down Evropská Street, formerly named after Vladimir Lenin. President Zeman and Kiska, paying homage to those who had laid down their lives for the former Czechoslovakia, earlier took part in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at the Vítkov Memorial, along with their respective prime ministers, Andrej Babiš and Petr Pellegrini. Shortly after, Zeman appointed new army and police generals, and in a ceremony later on Sunday evening at Prague Castle, the Czech president also handed out state distinctions to 41 people, including several generals and a First Republic prime minister honored in memorandum.
Jako výraz úcty k padlým vojákům v Afghánistánu.
President Zeman began his speech by honoring three soldiers killed in Afghanistan this summer, who he said had died fighting terrorists determined to destroy hundreds of years of European civilization, echoing comments he had made earlier at the military parade. Zeman also called on the nation to exemplify the soldiers' courage so they would not have died in vain, and also paid tribute to those who had fought in other ways for the country, such as honoree Lenka Prohaskova, who signed the Charter 77, and former Czechoslovak radio chief Karol Lansky, who kept broadcast going during the Soviet-led invasion of 1968.